And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from open line here for a little bit. And joining us in studio, as she does every Wednesday, we have Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Coffeyville. Doing great.
Well, it's good to have you in studio today. And today was the first of a new series that you guys are now hosting.
Yep.
It was Business Over Breakfast. We were talking a little bit about it off air and said it was a packed house today.
It was. We had to bring in some extra chairs, so it turned out great. I'm excited. I'll be able to share what some of our speakers talked about today. And then, of course, I got some other great announcements. So we had several speakers, one of which was Mark Hall, city manager. And he kind of gave us an update about the continued need for housing and the excitement over the sales tax being passed. And so now they're going to be moving forward on some housing projects, downtown projects, and of course working on the parks. The good thing is just we're seeing some positive momentum happening in Coffeyville. We understand our county has lost population and continues to lose, but instead of talking about the past, we got to figure out what are we going to do, what are we going to change to bring some momentum forward. So, you know, the city's working on a few good things, and we're excited about that, and then some other good things happening soon too. We also had Representative Jim Kelly. He's actually serving as the interim director for Montgomery County Action Council. And he gave us an update on the newest economic project, which is the Bartlett project happening up there by Cherryville. And something not everybody realizes. So it will have 50 employees when it's completed. And while that may not seem like a lot, here's the two big, really awesome things I'm excited about. The tax impact is humongous. It is bringing so much that our wonderful county, for example, is going to be getting a really good kickback on all that once that's done and past the initial phase. So it's really going to bring some great economic prosperity, number one. Number two, it's going to benefit all the farmers in like a 9-county area. So instead of those farmers shipping what they do now, which is down to the Port of Catoosa, they'll be able to ship right here. So our local farmers are going to get a great benefit, cost savings. And then typically when a project like this comes in, we start to see other businesses that are similar that move in too. They're like, oh, okay, well, I want to capitalize on that. And we're going to move in too. And we're going to use this and we're going to use that. And so we think in the next 10 years, we're going to see some great growth just happening because of that one project. So I'm excited about that. And like I said, Jim gave us all the ins and outs of it at the meeting today.
And that is a great thing, because another thing is you're going to have people to build it. So
yes.
So there's some construction jobs that will be right there in the county. And again, they won't be permanent, but it's still some jobs that that will be added, construction jobs that will be added just to build the building.
Exactly. They said at least 150 and probably more that they'll have to have just for like a good year and a half, 2 years during the build. So bring people into our hotels and restaurants and of course, our local workers.
Absolutely.
Dr. Craig Correll also gave some announcements today. Number one, one of the things that I think is so exciting is that our graduation rate has continued to increase every single year. And the last couple of years, we've actually surpassed the state of Kansas graduation rate. So we're working hard to get those things on the positive direction. And the school districts just were really doing some innovative things just to try to help our students. They've also had attendance rate increase every single year. So, you know, 10 years ago, you had some people that it was hard to get them to actually show up to class. And so now they have amazing attendance rates. The students show up, they want to be there, and they're doing well. He also gave an update on the project that is the talk of the town, which is the parking lot in front of the building, and many people concerned about the look and worried about that. But some great things about it. Number one is what you see is not what you're going to get at the end. You know, the final project will look wonderful. They're going to re-put back in some grass, and the parking lot will be smaller than what it looks like right now. So it's going to actually turn out really great. It's not going to cover the entire front entrance, so. But also, one of the reasons they had to do it was very important, which is they had to get ADA compliant. So there's some access for ADA that is not there right now. It needs to be. So they're going to be working on that. And then the other thing is it needs to be a secure entrance. We're one of the few schools that doesn't actually have a double secure entrance where somebody cannot have access to the students. And so it keeps them in the office locked in. And so that was one of those things that they needed to get up to speed with the rest of the world. And they were able to find a way to do that creatively without having to pass a bond. So he gave an update on that.
Yeah, basically the school district, I've talked to him. Basically the school district, they never raised the mill.
Right.
But what they did, they saved the money and budgeted it correctly to where they were able to do that without having to raise the mill. So that means there was no extra taxes by the community they had to pay. It's just the school district did a good job of budgeting that money correctly.
Right. And they had to scale back. I mean, the original project was way bigger, and there were several other projects. And so they had to let go of a lot of projects and scale down to the most necessary. And so that's what that one is. Some other great things. So right now we have voting open for the Chamber Annual Awards. And this is where you get to vote on a wonderful business or citizen of the year that you think has made an impact in Coffeyville. That went out, I think, on Facebook and email. And I can send you the link. So if you would like to vote, let me know. And I can get you that link to vote on, like I said, those amazing businesses and citizens and people that we think really need to be recognized for their hard work for our community. And then save the date, because on January 21st is when we will go and celebrate those award winners, as well as that's when the Chamber does our year-end report. We have lots of food and drinks and speakers, and just it's a really fun night. So save the date for that. Some other things coming up. So tomorrow, actually, the Chamber is putting on the 4-H banquet. So we're excited to be able to celebrate those kiddos that work hard all year long in our agriculture area. And then next week, I have a wonderful, wonderful speaker coming in. She's going to be doing a Women and Leadership Conference. That is on November 10th. And if you want to get registered for that, it's only $25. Lunch is included. Workbook is included. But again, this lady is so inspirational, and I'm excited to have her. So the day after that, the Chamber will be meeting to do our strategic planning retreat. And that's where we kind of sit down and go, what can we do for Coffeyville and for our members? And I'm excited because we already have a lot of ideas. We haven't met yet, and we're already like excited about things that we can do to help Coffeyville grow. So be looking for that over the next couple of months. We're excited to just try some programs and strategies and initiatives to really support our community. November 14th is the Jingle and Mingle Holiday Open House. And what I've been telling everybody about this, because I think this is funny. Well, number one, typically this time of year, people jump online and they're like, I'm just going to get all my Christmas shopping at, let's say, Amazon. But A, supplies are hard to come by. Not everything's going to be available. And B, it may not ship here in time. A lot of things really back-ordered and or, I know the post office is saying there's going to be delays this year. So what I'm telling everybody is forget shopping online. Go where you know you're going to get products for sure, and you're going to support your local businesses. So come out the 14th. Basically, you go around to about 20 different businesses and shop. You get a little Jingle Bell necklace. And if you jingle it when you go to check out, then you get like a discount or a special or a prize or, you know, something cool. So it's a fun day to go shopping.
Yeah, I can attest to that because I tried to find a book here in town, wasn't able to find it, so I did have to order it. It took 3 weeks to get here. Mm-hmm. And it was only shipping from, like, I do believe, Illinois. So it took a long time to get here. So I mean, the book is really good, but the point is, I had to wait a really long time before I was able to get it. So, yeah, that is definitely going to be a big thing. But like you said, you're supporting local businesses this way as well and getting yourself a little bit of a discount as well.
That's right. It's a great day. So November 14th. And then the last thing after that is November 18th, which is my favorite day of the year. It's called Match Day. Yay. This is when we support all the nonprofits and organizations in town with some special fundraising. And every dollar that you donate typically is matched dollar for dollar. And so it's a great way to give back to the community and to those organizations that are supporting us year round and helping them out. So more details on, of course, all these activities and other events that are getting ready to come up. If you want to go to our community calendar, so it's CoffeyvilleChamber.com, really pretty easy to remember, and then just go to the calendar and all kinds of events coming up this month. And then we don't have them all on the calendar yet, but we're working on them. But of course, December is a great time because that's when you have candlelit tours, the Christmas parade, Christmas on the Plaza, and just a million holiday activities to make it fun for
Christmas parade.
That's so, right. The big just, Christmas parade, yeah, December 3rd. So
things are starting to crank up, that's for
it
sure.
It is. There's so much going on. But I like it. I love it. It's a great time. So I think I'm trying to remember. Oh, I know something else. Speaking of Christmas. So we did have Joe Brooks there today, and he was reminding everybody that it's time for bell ringing season. And so if you or your organization or group could ring some bells this holiday season, make sure to call Joe at the Salvation Army, because they, like I said, they are looking for bell ringers right away. Then the last thing I did want to say is just a shout out to all the candidates who won last night that ran for office. Congratulations on the hard work doing that. And also for, even for those that didn't, because it takes a lot of work and time and, you know, to put yourself out there and run for an office. And so for everybody that put their name out there, I thank you. That is what our community is founded on. That's how we're going to grow, is when we get out there and we step up and, you know, instead of maybe saying something online, maybe step up and give back to the community and work hard and vote. So anyway, thanks for everybody that came out for that. And I think that's good for now. But as you know, as always, you just, anybody wants to call me, they can. I'd be happy to talk to you about anything today or just anything else you're interested in. So our number at the chamber is 251-2550. Of course, I said CaulfieldChamber.com. You can get on our website. My email is on there, and you can email me or stop by. We don't have the IC machine on anymore, but if you're really craving one, call us ahead, and we turned it on for you.
Okay, there we go.
But so no matter.
Still, so it's still there. So.
It's still there. It's still there, but it's just we slow it down in the wintertime. So.
Right.
But you can just come in and have a cup of coffee with me instead. So.
All right. Well, sounds good. We'll Candy, I appreciate you coming in today. We love having you in, and we'll see you again next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will get right back to Open Line, taking your calls today. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, giveaway, or if you'd like to answer today's Wilson Medical Center question of the day. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.